الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to this wonderful silsila, but also thought-provoking, where we will discuss many issues, many consequences and sayings of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam regarding Ummul Khaba'ith, the mother of all evils, and that is none other than alcohol. But we urge you in the beginning of the silsila, make as many good intentions as you can to gain maximum rewards. For example, according to your situation, I will listen to the silsila from beginning to end for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I will note down the important points and try to practice them in my life. I will try to encourage them amongst my family members, my spouse, my children, my friends, in my society. In this way, whatever other good intentions you can think of, make those good intentions now to gain maximum thawab and rewards, inshallah ta'ala. Indeed, there are countless of benefits and blessings for those fortunate ones who recite abundant amounts of durood and salawat upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In a summary of hadith, a summary of a beautiful narration, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, that person who recites salawat, durood, the salutations upon me 1,000 times daily, he will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah. He sees his place in paradise. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, we should encourage each other, especially our family members and ourselves, to recite abundant amounts of durood if we want those great rewards. If you remember, if you were with us in the previous episode, we had mentioned that Islam gradually placed steps to ultimately prohibit the consumption, the dealing in, the profits of alcohol. Gradually, because at that time in pre-Islamic Arabia, people were so attached to alcohol, in drinking, in selling, in benefiting from its profits, that if the commandment came, if an order came from Allah Azza wa Jal, immediately to just leave it, it would have been difficult. So steps were taken, gradually. And finally, the ultimate prohibition was taken in a form of an order that now refrained from this alcohol. Once, two bowls were presented in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam on the night of Mi'raj, the night of Ascension. There was milk in one bowl and alcohol in the other. And he was allowed to choose any one of these two. The most beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam chose the bowl of milk. It was then said, you have chosen nature, because if you had chosen the bowl of alcohol, then your ummah would have gone astray. Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, who is the father of Ala Hazrat, the Imam of the Ahl Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, has mentioned in his very beautiful book, Al-Kalamul Awdah fi Tafsiri Surah Alam Nashrah, which is famously known as Anwari Jamali Mustafa. He says that alcohol is a cause of ghaflat, a cause of heedlessness, and heedlessness is the outcome of worldliness. It is commonly observed that an intoxicated person, a drunk person, walks about here and there unconsciously. And the one who cannot find a path, how would he be able to find the spiritual path? The open path he cannot find. So the spiritual one, how will he find it? If one takes the meaning of worldliness to mean fondness towards worldly things, then it is also evident that just like alcohol that makes one loses the senses. Fondness towards worldliness and dunya also makes one negligent of Allah Azza wa Jal and distracts that person from pondering over the afterlife which is going to come. The way too much consumption of alcohol causes one's head to spin, as they say. Likewise, the one who runs and chases after worldliness and worldly things, his mind fully and constantly is occupied in this. As it is said that alcohol is the key of all evils, the mother of all evils. Similarly, the love of this world is the root cause of all sins. Alcohol is similar to a mirage, that is, an effect caused by hot air in the deserts or on roads, which makes you think that you are seeing there is some water there, when in fact there is no water. So alcohol is like this. It is a mirage. And a person becomes aware of his ignorance and his jahalat when he reaches this mirage. Likewise, when a drunk person is drunk, intoxicated, then people laugh at him. And he suffers embarrassment when he regains his senses. In the Arabic language, the words sharab, alcohol, and sarab, mirage, or an illusion, has a difference of just 3 dots, pointing towards 3 alarming madani pearls. Listen attentively. Embarrassment after the realization of the mirage lasts for a few moments only, whereas the embarrassment caused by alcohol remains with one in all 3 stages, that is, in the world, in barzakh, that life period after the worldly life, and before the day of judgment, and on the day of judgment itself. The alcoholic is not trustworthy, is not trusted in this world. He is a wretch and deprived in barzakh as well, and will be tormented and given a painful punishment on the day of judgment. The word for alcohol is sharab. It is constituted of 2 words, shar, meaning all evil, and ab, meaning water. Therefore, alcohol is such a bad and abominable water which only and only contains evil in it. And every evil thing has a destructive ending. Alcohol is known as khamr. It is known as khamr in the Arabic language. The letter kha represents khubz, which means immorality. The letter meem symbolizes maqit, which means loathsome, and the letter ra indicates refuted. Truly, the alcoholic is immoral, an enemy of Allah Azza wa Jal, and is rejected. No doubt alcohol is the mother of evils, and whoever drinks it becomes rejected and deserves the wrath, the punishment and torment of Allah Azza wa Jal. Those who are regular drinkers, the drunkards, as euphemistically a soft word they use, problem drinkers, when realized that alcohol causes the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, the displeasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, instantly discarded alcoholism. They discharged it away in the streets, and for many days the odor of that alcohol could be smelt from the surroundings, but none dared to drink it. According to one narration, the blessed Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam collected all the stocks of alcohol from the people of Medina Sharif, Zadahullahu Sharafu wa Ta'zima. He gathered all this alcohol in one place, and he drained it away with his own blessed hands. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar, radiyallahu ta'ala, anhuma, quoted, "One day, I was present in the blessed court of the merciful Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Suddenly, he, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, said, 'Whoever has any amount of alcohol available with him should bring it to me.' Upon listening to this order, all who were there departed towards their homes without delay. Immediately, they brought all their stocks of alcohol. Some brought vessels, while others had containers of alcohol. When everyone had brought what they had, Then the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, place all of this alcohol in the field of Baqi and let me know when this is done. This order was obeyed immediately, and when the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proceeded walking towards Baqi Gharqad, I also joined him. Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, met us on the way. The beloved of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam brought him to his right side and I kept to the left. And after some time, Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu also met us on the way. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam took him to the left side and I was asked to go behind. We all reached where this alcohol was gathered and placed. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked the people, do you all know what this is? And the people replied, yes, O beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we know that this is alcohol. The one, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, you have spoken the truth. But remember, concerning alcohol, Allah Azza wa Jal has cursed alcohol. The one who extracts it, the one it is extracted for, the one who drinks it, the one who serves it, the one who brings it, the one for whom it is brought for, the one who sells it, the one who buys it, and all those who eat from its earnings, they are cursed by Allah Azza wa Jal. He, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, then asked for a knife to be brought and ordered it to be sharpened. Why? When it was sharpened, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam started to slit the leather containers. The leather containers which contained alcohol, people humbly asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, if only the alcohol is disposed of, and the containers are not slit, then perhaps these containers can be used later. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, I also know this very well, but I am doing this to avoid the anger of Allah Azza wa Jal, because I fear that there may be a risk of the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal even in benefiting from these containers. When Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq al-A'zam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu saw the resentment of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu requested, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, please order me, I can easily do that. But he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, no, I will do this by myself. The act of the most blessed and beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that is, slitting these leather containers with his own blessed hands, was to show the intense resentment that he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had for alcohol. Even upon the request of Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did not assign the task to him. Now regarding the region, the companions alayhim ridwan of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam belong to, Sayyiduna Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned, when alcohol was prohibited, there was nothing more lavish for the people of Arabia than alcoholism in those times, and there was no commandment so hard for them than this prohibition. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, there were many amongst the companions, the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who before embracing Islam were already aware of the harmful effects of alcohol and they would dislike it even before embracing Islam. Sayyiduna Hafiz Shahabuddin Ahmad bin Ali bin Hajar Asqalani Shafi'i alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi has mentioned that Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is amongst those who would consider alcohol haram even in the era of ignorance, even before accepting Islam. It is also narrated that Sayyidina Abbas bin Mardas radiallahu ta'ala an, that he radiallahu ta'ala an, was asked in the era of ignorance, why don't you drink alcohol? Whereas it increases the temperature of the body. Do you know what he said? He replied, I do not hold my ignorance in my own hands to pour it in my stomach, and also being the chief of my people, I don't like to wake up in the morning having spent my evening like a fool. When alcohol was prohibited, by that time the teachings of Islam were so firmly integrated and deeply embedded in the hearts and the souls of the companions, the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, that bowing their heads before any command of Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam had become a part of their instinct. Sayyidina Burayda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned, we were three or four friends who were once drinking alcohol. I stood up and proceeded to the blessed court of the most honorable Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and I made salam. There, I came to know that the injunction, the order of the prohibition of alcohol had been imposed. I rushed towards my friends and recited the verses of prohibition to them. They were still busy in drinking alcohol and holding their vessels in their hands, meaning that they had drunk some alcohol and some were still in their bottles. But as soon as they came to know that alcohol has now become haram and prohibited, they all said that, O our Rabb, we abandon alcohol, listening to your command. Subhanallah. Another similar narration is reported from Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now he radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, we had alcohol made of raw dates which was not cooked on fire. I was serving it to so-and-so. Suddenly, a person came and informed us that alcohol has now been declared as haram, as totally forbidden and prohibited. Therefore, all of them said to me, O Anas, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, drain away all these jugs and pitchers. Sayyidina Anas, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, said, the companions, alayhimur ridwan, never argued about this after knowing of its prohibition and never looked at it again. We salute the blessed companions, the blessed Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, all of them. As soon as they came to know that drinking alcohol results in the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, they refrained from it. This is the characteristic and speciality of believers of Islam, that they do not even glance at such things which have been prohibited by the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, due to their firm belief that every command of Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam carries blessings and many benefits for them. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we have narrated many ahadith, few ayat of the glorious Quran, showing how the command and the order from Allah Azza wa Jal came for the prohibition and forbidding of this evil, this mother of evils, alcohol. We urge you, try to encourage each other towards goodness and good deeds and away from evil deeds and sins. And since our topic is about alcohol, especially if you know any Muslim in your society, in your community, or any Muslim amongst your family members who is engaged in this sin, make their mind, make their zihn. And furthermore, we have some more support. This book, The Mother of Evils, Ummul Khaba'ith, is about alcohol, its effects, its devastations, the disaster and the consequences it causes in our society, amongst our family members as well. Therefore, I urge you to obtain this book. It is published by Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawud Islami, actually a very beautiful bayan, a speech of Nigani Shura Haji Imran. Therefore, if you cannot obtain it, try to. But if you cannot, then download from our website, dawoodislami.net, for free, or read online. And there are many, many more ahadith, many more powerful and very thought-provoking sayings and narrations in there that show us the devastations of alcohol, its consumption, or earning any profits from it. I urge you to obtain this book and read it. Read it out to others as well. Listen to it and implement it in our lives. May Allah Azza wa Jalla save us from the calamities and engaging in all kinds of sin. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.